Five of the largest agencies detail their plans to decrease the total square foot per employee by at least 50%. Those agencies give Congress a preview of the space cuts that are coming. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details about your shrinking office space. How much space should I expect to have if I'm an employee for the federal government compared to what I've got now?
Well, it's going to be different for every agency, let's be clear. But across the board, the Departments of Defense, Justice, Health and Human Services, Homeland Security and State, and the Social Security Administration expect that the average square foot employee to be much, much lower over the next 3 to 5 years. Norman Dong is the commissioner of the General Services Administration's Public Building Service.
GSA is focused on improving utilization throughout our portfolio, including in our lease space. We hold more than 375 million square feet of space, half of which is distributed among 9,000 leases across the country. And we're working with federal agencies to improve utilization throughout our owned and leased portfolios. And as a result, we've saved millions of dollars for our federal partners and for the American taxpayer. For example, in our fiscal year 14 prospectus level leases, GSA and our partner agencies proposed a 13% square footage reduction, going from 4.3 to 3.7 million square feet. We're doing this by helping federal agencies adopt new workplace arrangements and develop more mobile work strategies so more people can work in less space.
So Congressman Lou Barletta, the chairman of the Transportation Subcommittee on Economic Development, Public Buildings, and Emergency Management, who held the hearing today, asked each of the witnesses just how much they're going to allocate per employee. So at the high end, you have the HHS, 170 square feet per employee. Right smack in the middle, you also have other agencies like Justice is kind of on the low end at 130 square foot. DHS is about 150 square feet. And then State, DOD, and SSA are all right around 200 square feet. Now, remember, this is an average.
Per employee.
So some will get more.
Yes.
Many will get less. But this is just an average. And even, for instance, at the Justice Department, one example was attorneys may need more space because they have more documents and more papers and such, while law enforcement agents may need less space because they're not in the office as much. But as you can tell, nearly every agency is going to reduce their office space and the amount of space you as the employee gets.
How is this connected to the Freeze the Footprint initiative?
Well, as you remember, the White House introduced the Freeze the Footprint program back in March 2013, and I think the idea is here agencies can create baselines and then reduce the amount of office space they have. And Barletta says he's pleased with the progress so far, but with leases on 100 million square feet of office space expiring in the next 5 years, GSA has a huge opportunity to improve how they manage their office space and how much the government spends on office space. Barletta offers an idea to help GSA with that effort.
I'm very concerned that we're going to miss this opportunity if we continue with business as usual. So I am open to considering a pilot program for a limited amount of time, which would simplify the leasing process and give you greater flexibility to cover your upfront costs. The leases would need to have good utilization rates, be long-term and competitive, but in exchange, you get a fast-track process.
Now, each of the witnesses thought that pilot would actually be a good idea. Nobody really came cheering for it, and no one came against it. But they also say Congress needs to do more. And while a fast-track process may be helpful, it's really the idea here is agencies just don't have the money to pay for the consolidation of office space. So Congress did give GSA $70 million this year for what they're calling its Total Workplace Initiative, where it's helping agencies right-size their office space by offering to pay for the transition costs, specifically around furniture and technology. Now, again, GSA's Dong says the agency is now asking for $100 million in 2015 for this effort. One agency that is taking advantage of it is HHS. E.J. Holland is the agency's Assistant Secretary for Administration.
We, in fact, are taking very aggressive advantage of Mr. Dong described, both at the Park Lawn Project in Rockville and at the Switcher Project here. We couldn't have done those projects without that help. My observation was to the point that this is a problem all the time. We've got ways to solve it here, and we have, but I'll have other opportunities, and even $100 million is not unlimited, and Mr. Dong won't always be able to meet my needs. A more thoughtful private sector type way of handling capital investments would be helpful.
Now, the HHS is actually one of several examples where GSA is using these funds to make the consolidation process easier. Dong says this total workplace program has been a force multiplier for GSA to help agencies consolidate leases.
And we also learned at this hearing today about a number of the big initiatives that agencies are doing real estate-wise, like St. Elizabeth's for DHS.
Yeah, that's a huge one. And I think each agency who testified offered some insight in terms of their short-term plans under Freeze the Footprint. I think the DHS consolidation effort is probably the most visible one that we've seen over the last few years. Jeff Warner is the Chief Readiness Support Officer at DHS. He says the goal is to reduce the 10 million square feet of office space at 50 locations in the National Capital Region. For example, the Coast Guard moved into St. Elizabeth's earlier this year, and more employees are coming there because of new space standards of that 150 square foot per employee. Listen to this exchange between Warner and Congressman Eleanor Holmes Norton.
It's my estimate that we can put up to an additional 1,000 people into the Coast Guard headquarters building. The Coast Guard has various offices and lease space in Arlington. Our plan is to move all of those people as those leases expire into the new Coast Guard headquarters building.
So you think you could get the entire Coast Guard into that one building?
The entire National Capital Region Coast,
yes,
Coast Guard.
Yes, of course. So.
Yes, and that'll save the Coast Guard roughly $7 million a year in rent. And we may be able to put a couple of other offices on top of that. So we will achieve over the next year and a half to 2 years significantly greater density in that building.
No, Coast Guard's not the only one. Norman Dong says FEMA has also increased the utilization rates of its headquarters buildings in Washington as well. Dong says they closed a number of leases that they held in the metro Washington area instead. Now, Dong says GSA has asked Congress for about $58 million in 2015 to complete the infrastructure necessary to what they say they can occupy the center building complex and move more employees to St. Elizabeth's over the next year. So again, the reason why St. Elizabeth is such a big deal is because Congress, you know, this was started under the Bush administration. They all had these plans. Congress gave them some money, and then the Congress cut the money, and then the administration cut the money. So there hasn't been the money there yet. Now Congress is yelling at DHS, why haven't you consolidated your initiatives? So the fact is that they are making progress, and this next year, 2015, if they get their funding, this could be a big year for DHS.
We're seeing all kinds of fluidity in the real estate market, and as the week goes on, we'll be talking to folks in the federal real estate space to find out whether this fluidity is going on. We're reading about leases that the State Department's giving up, the Labor Department giving up, and a number of others as well. So this we could see a remarkable difference 3-5 years out. From the way the footprint looks today, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And the fact is that because GSA has so much 100 million square feet of leases coming due in the next 5 years, that's why I think Barletta and members of the committee are really getting on them to make sure you're planning, make sure you're following the right rules, and let me help you. How can we help you make this happen? Because there is tons of money that could save. I think he said that these five agencies alone – if you could save 10% of their lease base, it could save something like $3 billion over 10 years alone.